They're just enjoying the process, learning and all that.
Yeah, that's very true. Sometimes you just have to listen to what's happening and just try not to rush the process. Mm-hmm. So it's quite true.
Welcome back to another episode of Talk It Kinder Specials. This is episode 5, and today I have a friend of mine who we've gone to high school together. Got me into trouble, much needed trouble, but she's a good friend of mine called Ashley Gonde. Ashley, what's up?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm great, eh? It's been a while.
It's been a minute. I can see,
Please, dude. You know, I got messages from my audience, and most of them were females, and like, Simba, you really don't have to have male people on your podcast. We need females also. We need to hear people's females' point of perspectives, you know. And I was like, who can I bring along? And I thought about you because we both started something this year, and I just wanted to understand from your own perspective how the journey in starting this thing was. So for most people who don't know, my friend Ashley started a company called D4Lex. How did that come about?
Okay, so D4Lex is an eyelash business. Well, it's not only eyelashes, but I'm definitely going to expand into cosmetics. So what happened is I've always had a vision of studying something, but I wasn't sure what it was. And through like being in a in Australia, you see that there are a lot of people that create opportunities from themselves, like, you know, starting businesses, you know, marketing and all those things. And one day I just thought about it. I was like, you know what? I can be working part time and being a full time student, but what stops me from starting to carry out something that I'm very passionate about? And as a previous model, you know, with models, we love doing makeup. We love, you know, enhancing ourselves. So that's when I thought, you know what? It should start a cosmetic business. And one night I just sat on it, and that's how it started.
That's really nice. You know, when I started my podcast, when you start something, I've just realized that when you start something, most people go like, let me sit down and think of something to start. What I've realized is that it's something that really comes to you, like when you're walking or you're cooking, and that idea just pops by and you're like, I can really swing this thing. And I'm really proud that you have started something by your own. And how has been the support from friends and family?
Well, personally, you know, a funny thing is when you start something, people tell you, tanga, you know, you need to start. And you find out that when you start doing this whole thing, you're by yourself. Literally, you go uno zamun, you can say, you know what, guys, you know, this is what I'm thinking about. Most of the times, they're not even listening to you. They're just there, but they're not processing. They don't understand the type of vibe that you have. Like, I'm so hyped up, and someone is looking at you like they don't understand the hype you have. So when I started, I was pretty much alone, and I didn't tell my family at all, because I'm studying, and you know, it's education. They don't want to hear this whole, I'm trying to do this and this and this. So I literally was by myself the whole process. And then when I officially told my parents, their support was just amazing. My whole family, like, I was actually shocked because I was really scared. who's gonna be sponsoring you to buy your products and stuff. But shockingly, my dad, being number one education enthusiast, he was the person who said to me, I'm so proud of you. And yeah, their support has been amazing. My sisters don't even wear eyelashes, but they just had to buy them for the support. So it's quite good.
I mean, I saw your video on YouTube when you're telling your parents that, not parents, but your sister. I think the first few minutes were you telling your sister that you have a new baby that you have. Exactly. And her reaction was like, you what? Like, what? You busy out here starting babies. But yeah, I mean,
and
so far you're telling me that your sales have been booming.
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah, actually, I think because it took so much time to trust the process. I remember there was someone in high school, I just don't remember who it was, but they always used to tell me, trust the process, trust the process. And when I started planning for this business, I think around May this year, even though we had the pandemic, but I said to myself, I need to find something positive out of this. So I started planning all of this, and I say to myself, no matter how long it would take, I will get benefits from it. And because I really branded my product really well, and I've been marketing it really well, my sales have been going up because of that, just because of the marketing, the branding. Because when people are opening my lashes, it's the unboxing experience, because the tissue paper and, you know, those other things. So my sales have been actually going really good, because I thought I would be having like one order per week, but so far I've had like a lot.
That's really nice.
So it's quite good.
I mean, a lot of us, I think my mom sent me a video during during lockdown, and what that video was saying was that a lot of young people tend to rush. So if they don't see like the numbers that they want in anything, be it on Instagram or anything that involves social media, we tend to get down and we don't trust the process, you know. Having said that, as a young woman, you've just started your own company. From your own perspective, do you think it's hard starting your own company?
To be honest, I will tell you one thing that I've noticed ever since I started. I've only slept for at least 4 to 5 hours a night. It's not easy at all. You will break down. You will want to give up. You will hear a lot of negative energy because you're a woman, you're young, you don't have the resources. But what keeps you going is the motive, the passion, the just you knowing that I'm going to make it one day. It is a very hard process. It gets you mentally, it gets you like physically just drained, because I'm working, I'm a full-time student, I still have to have my everyday life. At the same time, when I was still planning my business, trust me, I don't have a break. I always think about it. Like, I promise you, and I'm going to bed, I'm thinking, so tomorrow when I wake up, I have to pack orders. Tomorrow I have to do this. You don't have, like, you don't really think of yourself to say, how am I doing? Like, self-care wise is very important, because it's so hard, you get drained in it, and you stop to think for a while, because, okay, today I need a break, because your mind is constantly thinking of ideas. It's constantly thinking, what's the next thing? So it's pretty hard. But like everyone says, success doesn't come with 8 hours sleep. That's the only.
Do you know who say that?
Sometimes you just have to sacrifice. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
On top of you, but it's just like it. Like these days, I've just been thinking, like, you know what? I can be sleeping 4 hours, but one day I'm gonna have assistants who are gonna be helping me pack my orders, and I don't have to worry about, hey, I have to do this by myself. It will grow the way I'm planning it to grow, as long as I believe in myself and I just put.
I mean,
because nothing. Yeah, comes
I mean,
easy.
if you really love what you're doing, I mean, some people say you don't get exhausted, or some people say it's not work; it's just a hobby. Having said that, how exactly do you find balance in, be it school, work, relationships, and all that? Like, do you have sort of like a formula that you use to find that balance?
Sorry, can you repeat that? Just so
in terms of working, so you're working, you're studying, relationship wise, like how do you find time, or what is the method that you use to find time to do what you really love and also not neglect your schoolwork, your social life and all that?
Okay, so basically G4X, we have come up with a plan, me and my team is me, myself and I, that during my school holidays, that's when I'll be open for selling. Then when I'm back on my semester, will be closed for restocking. This is the time when I just focus on building the next, and I'll be also for orders without having to worry about, oh, I need to give back this refund and stuff. So what I've figured out is it's better for me to focus on school, because I'm here to get, you know, education. At the same time, yes, I need to take time to think about multi-plan. Okay. So when it comes to schoolwork and that, I've just said, okay, holiday time is time to open the business. And then when I'm back in my semester, it's time to restock, close my website, and just say coming soon on this 2 months, I mean, whatever.
That's smart. That's really smart.
When it comes to so during that time when I'm restocking, I'll be bringing a different product. So maybe next product will be a lipstick, maybe next product will be eyeshadow, who knows. So that's the time when I get to really think and say, I'm going to start restocking like my inventory, I'm going to start like getting the next best thing. And because everything I'm doing by myself, so it takes time. I don't have anyone helping me to design a logo. I don't have anyone helping me to come up with a website. Everything is all my work, all my hands, all my eyes, everything, my energy, it's just me. And so the thing with relationships is you have to always think about how you're interacting with people. Like for me, I'm in a relationship, and luckily the person I'm with, they are supportive of my business. But at the same time, they always remind me that education first, education first. The business will always come later. Take your time. Don't rush yourself. If it's not working, just rely on your nursing job. Just rely on school. Because at the end of the time right now, I'm still trying to see if this is something that I can keep on going with, which I know I will be. But I'm just so lucky that the people that I am around always constantly remind me to focus on school and focus on work. And I should never prioritize my business for my education. Same as nursing. I never prioritize shifts for my assignment. If I have an assignment, but I'm still working on my assignment because end of the day, I need the education for me to be somewhere. So,
I mean, yeah. I think multitasking also is a important tool. I mean, in high school, we learned that, you know, we had sports, we had school. Yeah. You know, you had to balance all your stuff. Yeah. And I feel as if having that tool, you will definitely, I mean, it'll be a success. I guess what we're talking about, you know, about trusting the process, you know, it takes time.
Yeah.
And just not to rush. Because I think in 5 years' time, you might be looking back like, wow, my sales are booming, you know. My first week when I started this, I had one customer, you know. When you're now telling those stories, a lot of people want to tell those stories in just a week. You know, and it's something that really takes time. Like for my audience, my first week, I was like, wow, I think I've made it. Then second, third episode, they kind of dropped. And I was like, what? But my brother, who is my mentor, is my everything. I was like, dude, this thing takes time. Just keep on doing what you're doing, you know, review, you know. Have other people sort of like, I think constructive criticism is really, really good because it helps you also to understand what you're really doing good and what you're not really doing good. A lot of people just take it personally, you know. Has anyone sort of like criticized something that you've done?
A lot. I don't want to lie. And this is the closest person to me that has criticized most of my work. And the thing is, you know, when someone criticizes you, there's this defensive mechanism you have. It's just an instant thing. You don't want it to happen, but, you know, it just happens. And I've heard a lot, like, not from anyone, not from any customers, but just the close people that have been seeing me doing all this planning and stuff. Criticism is there. And you always find someone who has something to say about you. What you're doing because they see it in a different way.
I was having this conversation with my friend. So she was like, school is tough, you know, stuff like that. And I just need a rich husband to just take care of me and stuff. And she said that in a jokingly manner. And it got me thinking, when you hear that, do you feel as if as a woman in the 21st century, it's important to be independent and not depend on men to sort of like group your future? I don't know if you get that.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And to be honest, I cannot condemn anyone for you to make it in life. And these days, plenty of videos that have been going on Instagram where this person asks, like, a rich person, like, what do you do for work? You hear women saying, I married this person. I'm married. Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm driving this type of car, right? For them, it's more of like an achievement in a different way, right? And also, let me tell you one thing. Before I left Zim, I said, I will make it if I have someone who is going to be affluent enough to take care of me. But when you come to a country, first world country, you learn that people here work at such a young age. People here do not depend on money because here there's no something like rich status. You know how in Zim, kind of already rich, you know what I mean? Your house is like a mansion. chichichi, and you can easily say, this person is rich, this person is poor. But from here, my honest perspective, when I got here, everyone is on the same level. They don't care if your parents are the president of Zimbabwe. Everyone is at the same level, and you can't be you can't separate yourself and say I'm rich and it shows here, because everyone stays in the same type of housing. So when it comes to women telling you, I want to be, I want to be dependent on a man, it depends from the way you've grown, you've been raised, the place you've been raised, and what are the job opportunities in that place? Like, what age are people working at? When I came here and I told you, I finished my degree. But 2 months when I got here, my sister said, no pocket money for you. If you want to get pocket money, go find a job. And that's how I had to learn. Kuti, people here have a different mentality than when you're back home. When once you go to school, don't worry about working, get your degree, and then you can start working. And that time when you're having your degree, you meet a rich guy. You get what I mean? And then you don't have to work. So I think it depends, Kuti, how have you been viewing life and how have you been brought up and where are you at the moment? Like, the people around you, what are they doing? Because if I see my cousin working hard, doing 8-hour shifts, it's going to force me to go and look for a job. But if I see my cousin going to the club, getting rich, getting money, getting bags, Gucci, I'm going to want the same thing, because the crowd that I'm hanging out with is doing that.
I mean, I feel as if there just needs to be a transformation in the way we think. I feel as if society and patriarchal rules that, you know, as much as men are providers for things, I feel as if women can do the same thing, you know. I think this year, in terms of sports, think we had the first woman to referee a rugby match. I think it's in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. And I was like,
oh, wow. That's
women
good.
Can do the same thing, you know. And when my friends, I don't want to expose myself, but when my friends say, Kuti, I want a rich husband to take care, I'm like, wow. I'm like, you can do this by yourself, you know. Obviously, things are going to get tough. And you just have to carry it through, you know. You don't need a man when things get tough, you know, to sort of like, you know, that's take care of you and all that. But having said that,
I mean, there is a time when men have to take care of their women. Like, for me, I know the certain standard that I want. Like, the problem is, muskana no kuzot, I want a man with $1 million. But what is she doing to work towards that herself? I want a man who drives. Does she have a license? Yokutatombo driver. Like, people just think, I want a guy who goes to gym.
Do you go to gym?
But muskana washo hagi, is it? I end up a gym. I would have my standards are high. So for me, I will put my standards high. Like, I want someone who's goal-orientated, who know what they want, who is affluent enough, because I'm doing the same. I'm working towards that. That's the other problem that women have. Saga, I don't know. Like, if she's working to be a millionaire, if she's working towards those goals, she has the right to look for someone who's rich. Because those rich people out there, my celebrities, they don't go and date someone who's poor. Yes, some will, but some look for the people in the same kind of like life with them, so that they don't get taken advantage of. So, I don't know.
I mean, you said it all. You said it all. There's nothing else I can I can detest.
No, I really thought about it. I mean,
do you have any advice to women who are intending to start their own companies?
All I can say is, you need to just keep your eyes on the goal. No matter how hard it seems, everything that you do always has a goal in it. Whether it's going to be negative or positive, all you can do is your best. Sometimes things will work out, sometimes they won't. Like, for me, the first day when I launched, I had no order at all. I was so discouraged. I was like, God, all the work I've done for months and there's zero orders. What is going on? Is there something wrong? And luckily, the person I was with that day told me, Kuti, it's only been the first day. Take time. These things just don't happen within a night. And that motivated me. The next day, I got orders. So all I can say is, always do your best. And know, Kuti, I have done my best. No matter the outcome, at least you have known, Kuti, you have tried. And if this is not for you, go on to B. There's A, B, C, D, E, F, until Z. There's so many ideas for you to enhance. And always, another advice is there will be someone out there who's not happy to see you progress. There will be people talking behind your back saying, hey, she's copying my ideas. Hey, she's, you know, she's just being too much. She needs to chill. But you should always believe in yourself and say, no matter what they say, they're going to be the same people who are going to come follow you. They're going to be the same people coming to you. How did you do it? So you need to stand on your feet and defend for what you want to do. Let people talk. You do the work in silence. And guess what, honey? You're going to be a millionaire, a billionaire, the next Fenty product. Just keep working hard for yourself. And you're not doing this for anyone else. So that's my advice.
Thank you so much. Yes, to all my ladies, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. Moving away from this, positive vibes only on this podcast. I'm trying to create a culture where I ask my guests their top five in terms of their music, what they listen to. Do you have your own top five? What are you listening to?
It's me. I'm more of a mixed person. Like, it depends my mood that day. But my first top five, obviously, I'm a piano. We have John Villiers.
Yeah. Wow.
I love that. I love that song. Why? For some reason. It just, I've got a, okay, the thing with me is I've got a subwoofer in my car. And every time when I play it that just song, gets it just into hits different.
Yeah, I get you on that. It just
happens. Like, I never thought I was going to be a fan, but when I played it in my car, because usually I play music in my house, but in my car, it feels different. So that's one of them. The second one is by DJ Sintle and Loiso. It's called In Lovo. Okay. That's the second one.
And your fourth one?
Have you listened to it before?
I don't know. I think...
It's quite nice. It's quite... Do you want to sing it?
Okay, I'll look for it. I think I know it, but I just... I'm not familiar with the name.
Lovo.
But I'll look for it.
It came out... I think it came out like 2 weeks ago. Then
I don't know it. Because I've been having exams. I really don't know it.
And then there's Spicy. No. Do you know Spicy? By Nas. It's a... It's like a...
I know Nas. I know Nas.
I don't know what it is. Rap? Yeah.
Okay.
Spicy. Oh my gosh. Spicy is so
I'll
good.
Look
like.
For it, definitely.
And then... We have, let's see, my playlist. I don't know, Angu. To be honest, my playlist is very gospel-like. So, the next one I'll probably say is, do you know Poco Dance?
Poco Dance.
It's an Afrobeat. Yeah, P-O-C-O, then Dance. By Poco Lee. Poco Lee and Papayana. That's a weird name.
I'll definitely look for this. So, your playlist is basically African-oriented.
Not really. It's just that I'm not giving you the generic songs and stuff.
Don't hide your playlist.
I told you, I have days when I wake up and say, today I'm going to listen to Hillsong. Today I'm going to listen to Afrobeat. Then when I'm in the car, it's I'm a piano all the way. So it depends.
And series wise, are you watching any series?
I haven't watched TV in
Starting your business. I expected that answer. If you had said something, I was like, girl, how are you getting time to watch series and doing your own business? Which, exactly.
And doing YouTube as well, Osaka. No, I don't have time at all. Like, literally, what people ask me, what do you do for your hobbies? I say I do business because that's my hobby. That's what I do on my off days. So,
From the ones that you have watched, which one can you say has been the greatest of all time?
I really like The Bodyguard. It's a UK-based series, but I don't watch English series. I watch Korean. So all my Korean lovers, I know there are girls who watch Korean soaps out there. Koreans are the best series you can ever watch. It's subtitled. But damn, they get you so addicted. That's
I know anime can get you addicted.
Korean series.
Wow. I mean,
I'm telling you. Okay, I want you to just sit on one episode Korean series.
Dude, I watched those when I was young, when we didn't have my on BTV actually, and I was like, nah. It's like I'm not going back.
Put it this way, Enzi said life story. It used to come out in BTV a lot. But anyways, yeah. About Koreans. Do you know that Koreans are very good? Do you know why? The series can be 48 episodes and it's got 2 hour duration. So you can watch it through the year. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to frequently change.
Well, I'm watching Power. I'm waiting for season for the next set of episodes to come out. I'm loving it because it's got Mary J. Blige.
But why is everyone watching Power?
It's nice. Oh. What do you mean? Why is everyone? It's nice. It's nice. That's why. You have to watch it. All I can say is you have to watch it.
Everyone's talking about Power.
You have to watch it.
Okay, I'll take time off soon and I'll watch it.
This concludes Talk with Kia the Specials episode 5. I've been Sims Mary, and alongside with Ashley Gonde. Just a quick one. Do you do worldwide shipping, or are you planning to do worldwide shipping anytime soon?
I do worldwide shipping, but the problem is here it's quite expensive to ship to other countries, so the shipping rate might be a bit expensive, but you can always send an inquiry to my page and we can always make a plan. So
Before we say bye, just drop your social items.
Oh, by the way, before we also forget, we have a giveaway. So we have a giveaway, people. So on behalf of G4X and my beautiful team that invited me to this interview, we are actually going to give away a pair of eyelashes to people listening to this podcast. What you have to do is follow our pages on Instagram, G4X page, Simba, your page.
Tokikeda or Sims Ray Mary?
Tokikeda, yes. The moment you follow us, send us a DM to say you've done this, and we will pick the next person who's going to win a pair of eyelashes from us. So...
Gents, I hope you're listening so that you make your girlfriends happy. A happy girlfriend is a happy relationship.
Is happy. Exactly. Yes. Even your wives. A happy wife is a happy home. Hallelujah.
Anyway, I've been Sims Mary alongside Ashley Gonde, and we are. Chess. Listen. See, I've been trying to make this chess smooth, dogs, but you.